Tefillah for Life, Shir 221, Sunday, Parshiyos Behar B'chukosai. After the Parsha of the Akedah and the Ribbono Shel Olam, we begin the next part of this part of davening, which begins La'olam Yehi Adam. And the objective of this part of davening is to say Kriya Shema before Psukei Dezimra. And it's brought from the Arizal that a person should say Kriya Shema four times during the day. One over here, twice by davening, in the morning and in the evening. And one Kriya Shema Shalamita. So this Kriya Shema is part of the Kriya Shemas that we say throughout the day. Now it's not a mitzvah min ha-Torah, like the other two Kriya Shemas that we say. But it's a takana to say Kriya Shema over here. And really, it's an introduction to what we're doing with tefillah, which mainly begins here in Psukei Dezimra. And when you pay attention to what you're saying over here, you will realize that this gives us the credence. This helps us understand how we can approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu with tefillah. Because as we have said many times, the acceptance of our tefillah is dependent on ourselves. The Chafetz Chaim Zecherno Livracha used to say that the way Shemayim treats your tefillah is the way you treat it. So if we consider tefillah to be important, if we feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is listening to us, in Mirtz Hashem we will see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to us. So our objective in tefillah is to appreciate what we are doing. And over here we are introducing what our attitude should be when we're approaching tefillah. And we should also add what we mentioned in the parasha of the Akedah, that every word that a person says is heard in Shemayim. Every word is important, every word HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays attention to. And we should internalize that. And let's give an example. Let's say a person makes a bracha on a food. He makes a bracha on an apple. And after he makes the bracha, before he eats the apple, he moves around his chair, and then he moves around some things on the table, he moves some other things around, and then he eats the apple. Now you're not allowed to stop and do other things after you make a bracha before you actually eat the food, but this person did that. He was busied himself with a bunch of other things before he ate the apple. The halacha is, he can eat the apple, no problem. But if a person makes a bracha on an apple, and before he eats it, he says one word, he tells somebody, hi. Immediately he has lost his bracha and he has to make a bracha again. Because he made a hefsik. He made a separation between his bracha and his eating. So we see an amazing thing. A person can do a physical action, many physical actions, between making a bracha and eating it, and it's nothing. It's not a good thing to do, but you can still eat it. It's not considered a hefsik. It's not considered a separation. But if you say one word, you lost your bracha. One word is considered a hefsek. And this teaches us the power of a word. Every single word is a spiritual action that you are making. And we have to realize its importance. That is what this introduction to tefillah is going to do. Realize how powerful your words are. Realize who you are. And then you will treat tefillah with the proper respect.